Okay, first I want to start by reminding everybody that Pesach is around the corner.
Which corner?
Every corner. Every corner, every nook, every cranny, everywhere you look. Of course, no reminder is really necessary. And yasher koach to everybody for coming out. It's tremendous that people took the time. It was an expression of love to my dear mother and appreciation for my 100-year-old grandma that people made it out. It's certainly a real effort. Pesach is the Chag, the time when we focus on the birth of Klal Yisrael, on the birth of the Jewish people. And as such, as I said at Levaya, it's very fitting that we speak at this time about my grandmother, who was always so focused on the whole Jewish people and all of Klal Yisrael. And the big picture, and as my mother mentioned, at the same time helping so many individuals. I want to start with a beautiful halacha, and it's my knowledge, the only place that we have such a halacha, only time we have such a din, that we have to do this. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Taf Ayin Beis, Yisader Shulchano Yafeh. You have to set your table very, very nicely, Bekelim Noyim Kifi Kolcho, with the nicest possible dishes you have. This is the time to bring out the nicest dishes, not the Chametz Tikka dishes, that's right. I'll tell you that, but the greatest, nicest dishes you have, you bring them out. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Maharil, one of the Amudim, one of the foundational rabbis of all our Mesorah and Halacha, he had, when he had Mashkonos, when he had collaterals of non-Jews in his person, right? He lent money, obviously, or something, and he had collateral from these non-Jews. Different nice pieces. He would never take them out and never use them, except once a year. That was on Seder night. Seder night, if he had the beautiful goblet from the non-Jew, which is interesting. I don't know how to work with chametz and stuff, maybe it was, but he pulled it out. Okay, and he put it on the table. So you see this very, very special halacha, that the table has to look extremely beautiful and special. Also, we find a very interesting thing, that we spoke about Pesach being the birth, but the birth of Klal Yisrael on a spiritual level was the Bris Ben Abisarim, when Avram Avinu was told, B'nevuah, told by prophecy, all about all Jewish history. Ema Chashecha Gedolos Nofelos Alav. He went into a deep Nevuah state, he went into a deep prophetic state, and Hashem told him about what was going to be. You can only imagine what it was like for Avram to imagine, see all the Gullahs, everything unfolding. Bavel, Mitzrayim, Yavon, Edom, our days today, all the tzaras that we have, all the tzaras we don't have. Avram saw it all. Emach gedola chashecha nofelos, a deep, deep darkness fell on him. And there he told him about Mitzrayim. And he said, Gamas agoy asher yavodu dan anochi, I will bring din, I will bring judgment on the Mitzrayim, I'll bring judgment on the Egyptians. V'yetzu b'chush gadol, and the Jewish people will go out, b'chush gadol, they will go out with tremendous wealth, right? That's such a strange thing when you think about it. That's what you have to talk about. They can go out with strange wealth. I mean, you're talking about the very depths of history. It's like saying, talking about the Holocaust, they're going to go through the Holocaust, and they'll, you know, get a lot of money at the end. Okay, that's a very strange thing to say. V'yetzu b'chush gadol, this is the time to mention that. So again, we find this that b'chush gadol means with tremendous wealth. So what's the idea of wealth in the Seder, right? We're showing off our wealth, so to speak, at the Seder table. And we also find this idea that the Jewish people had to leave Mitzrayim with tremendous wealth. As we find, as the Pasuk later tells us, that everybody asked from their Mitzri neighbors their expensive stuff. And by Kriyas Yamsuf, we know there's a tremendous amount of biza, a tremendous amount of booty, which came up from the Yam that the Jewish people took. So what's the Indian? So one explanation I heard, which is a very, very beautiful idea, was like this. Who is leaving? Imagine, if you will, for a second, if Bill Gates would become a convert. Right? You know, Bill Gates is the richest man in the world, or Mark Zuckerberg. That's the guy who made this thing, Facebook, and he made $3 billion. Mark Zuckerberg made $3 billion last week. Can you imagine that? $3 billion. So if he's like a leader, right, in the eyes of the world. Benjamin Netanyahu. If these people do tshuva, if they'd be chozer b'tshuva, what an effect it would have on the world. Right? What effect it would have in the world? It would just like, it would move so many people. Now, you could say that we left Mitzrayim, what do we have? Who were we? A beleaguered people, a banished people, a downtrodden people, right? So they left Mitzrayim. And they left Mitzrayim, they left Egypt with only kavanot, only ideas of just getting out of their difficult situation, right? Why do we want Mashiach? Just that it should be an end to our tzaras. Dilat tzarasena, just that, no. Small people think about geula. Small people think about redemption in small terms, right? Getting out of our troubles is no small thing when you feel trouble, right? But ultimately, that's a small thing. There's a much bigger picture of what the Gula is supposed to be, right? The Gula is Kavod Shemayim. It's God's honor coming into the world. It's the world reaching its tikkun. It's the world reaching where it's supposed to be. It's the Jewish people being where it's supposed to be. That's much, much heavier concepts, right? So therefore, specifically, it had to be the Jewish people looked at it in a splendorous way. We were a rich people. We were a capable people. We were an able people. Right, we had everything in the world at that point when we were leaving, and that's the people that went out of Mitzrayim. And that, in some ways, what we're replicating when we set our table well. We're speaking about the Gula, we're speaking about leaving Mitzrayim, not just as a remedy for our daily woes, right? Just get me out of this, make it a little easier. No, we are a wealthy people, right? But we remember the Gula, and we remember the redemption on its highest level, because we want to see the highest levels of humanity and the highest levels of all mankind coming out, okay? I heard a similar idea from the Shemer of Altuski, the Chron Lebracha of Scheinberg's son-in-law. He said the same thing. We know that at Kabbalah HaTorah, the whole Jewish people was healed, right? We were sick before. If you didn't see, you started to see. If you limp, your limp went away. Right, so why was that? Why was it necessary at Kabbalah HaTorah that the Jewish people would be everybody healthy? So he just said the same basic idea. Right? Otherwise you say, who got the Torah? Beleaguered nation. Difficult people. Nebuchs, they you know, a Nebuchy people did tshuva. No. Nebuchy people got the Torah. No. It was Klal Yisrael b'Tefarta. It was a healthy nation. It was a wealthy nation. It was an able nation. And they received the Torah. Okay. So that's just a little bit of Akdamba. That's a little bit of an introduction. I want to focus for a few moments, probably enough moments to let all you tired women fall asleep. Okay, we try to avoid that. Can we open that window over there? Get a little air for the crowd. I think it'll be good. Good for me, good for everybody. I'm always hot, sorry. Okay. The Yesev, so now at the very beginning of Bishalach, it says, V'yesev Elokim Asam Derech Midbar, Yam Suf, V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Meretz Yitzrayim. So the Torah tells us in what state, in what position, did the Jewish people leave Mitzrayim? It says a word called chamushim. What does that word mean? Chamushim.
Armed.